Avery Hamilton stood at the window of her shop, Happenstance Books, admiring the town's Yuletide decorations. Whitehaven was decorated with winter greenery, seasonal lights, and other Christmas-related decorations. However, the view was filtered through a veil of thick, velvety snowflakes that blanketed the street, suppressing everything into hushed silence. It felt timeless, magical. In fact, as she gazed out, she felt as if the rest of the world had faded away and that there was nothing except Whitehaven and the upcoming celebrations.
Hard to believe that the Yuletide parade and feast is tomorrow,
Alex Bonneville, her boyfriend, said, handing her a mug of coffee and then leaning against the window frame.
Let's hope the snow stops falling by then or no one will see a thing.
Avery laughed. It always does. It's the magic of this time of year. Whitehaven is always blanketed in snow, and yet the day of the parade is bathed in crisp winter sunshine. She returned to the counter with her coffee, turning her back on the snowy scene to appraise her shop's decorations. As usual, Sally, her shop manager and good friend, had made Happenstance Books warm and welcoming, twinkling with candles and fairy lights, and smelling of cinnamon and frankincense. In addition, thick branches of pine were festooned across the top of bookshelves and glittering pine cones nestled within them. How are your pub decorations coming on, Alex? You know that Stan will be inspecting everyone today. Stan was one of Whitehaven's councillors and their pseudo-druid, and he organised all the solstice and seasonal celebrations. We don't want to upset him. Alex rolled his eyes.
Anyone would think our lives depended on it. Don't worry. Marie has risen to the occasion, and the pub is groaning with decorations. You'll see when you swing by later. I'm on the evening shift tonight.
Great. I'll come and have dinner with you. Alex's eyes clouded for a moment, as if he was struggling to think of something. But then he shrugged it off.
I'd better go. I need to run over the Yuletide menu. We're fully booked for lunch, so we better make it good.
He leaned in and kissed her cheek.
See you later.
The door clanged shut behind him, setting off the bells that hung over the door. Their sound was startlingly loud in the quiet shop, as if they were trying to remind her of something she'd forgotten. She ran through her plans for the day. At the moment, the shop was closed. She and Alex had risen early for once, for reasons neither could understand. They both preferred late nights to early mornings. Maybe it was the unusual, hushed silence that hung over the town, and the brilliant white light that filtered through the blinds. There was a quality to snow that was hard to ignore. It turned the once familiar landscape into alien shapes as it settled on walls, trees, and houses. Avery might not be able to see the beach and harbour from here, but she knew that the sea would be a flat pewter sheet stretching to an unseen horizon, the foaming surf churning up the snow-white beaches. The fishing vessels might even be trimmed with ice. But what was she forgetting? Her shop manager, Sally, and Dan, her shop assistant, would be arriving soon, and then they would open for the day. They would need to check that all of their decorations were ready for inspection, and then they would prepare the reading corner. Dan always loved the chance to read Christmas classics to the children and their parents who visited the shop. Hopefully, Sally would bring mince pies. And then what else? She'd contact Briar Ashworth and Elle Robinson to see if they wanted to eat at the Wayward Sun, too. But she was sure there was something else to do. Her reverie was broken by Sally and Dan's bickering voices as they arrived using the back entrance to the shop. They clattered around in the kitchen for a few minutes, and Avery took the opportunity to walk around the shop, still trying to focus. She tidied up messy books, straightened displays, and picked up random objects. Snow globes were dotted on some of the shelves, and she shook one absently.